5770.
Hi, I have an individual who's completely, totally naked, looks like he got out of the shower, says he had a fire in his apartment, and he wants me to take him to the hospital.
Okay, does he want medical? Do you want to ask if he wants an ambulance?
He says he needs an ambulance.
I copy. How old is he?
Sorry, what, how old are you again? Says he's 22 and he ran out of the apartment because there was a fire in it.
Okay, does he need the fire, fire department as well?
He needs the fire department as well? Yes, he says he needs the fire department here at the apartment complex. What's the name of the place again?
Okay, I copy. My partner is actually on with the 911 now, so we will be getting an ambulance. Does he have any specific injuries he was describing?
You don't have any specific injuries? He says his apartment is completely infested with worms and such, says he's got worms in him. And, anyway, he also can't stop spitting for some reason.
Okay, I copy. Well, we're going to hold there with them while we are calling for medical and for fire. Where was the apartment complex that was affected?
It's called Karen's Corner.
And that's with a K?
That is correct. It's Karen's Corner is the name of the apartment complex, and it's across from the 7-Eleven here at Pacific and U.
Okay, Pacific and U. Do you see any smoke right now?
No, I do not.
Okay, I copy. Well, sounds like they're on their way. If they transport him, will you just make sure to get the AMR number, and if you can get the location that they're heading to, and just reassure him that help's on the way.
By the way, he is spitting all over my floor despite my request for him not to do so. Does that count as biohazard?
You know what? We'll deal with that when we'll get to that point after medical arrives. But let's deal with thing one thing at a time. So the priority is getting him help. So let's get him help.
Okay, we'll wait patiently here for them to show up.